When I was raising my children, we didn't have the technology like there is available today. I don't know if that's a positive or negative thing. On long trips with the kids, it was easy for me to run out of ideas to entertain them. It would have been a godsend to hand them an iPad and allow them to watch a movie. However, traveling long distance with kids in a car can be an excellent opportunity to bond with your children. But like I said, keeping them entertained without relying on technology can be challenging. It was a 5-hour trip for my kids to see their grandparents, so I know what it's like to travel with them and keep them entertained. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of tips on traveling with kids. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Here are three of my tried and true methods to keep kids of all ages engaged and happy during long and short trips. For long trips, such as over an hour, we used to do sing-alongs. Music is a universal language that can turn any car ride into a fun experience. One of my favorite memories is singing along to Meat Loaf's Bat Outta Hell with my kids. We all knew the words and had a blast belting the lyrics together. Create a family playlist with everyone's favorite songs and have a car karaoke session. Have each family member add at least one of their favorite songs and have fun singing out the tunes. Another fantastic way I used to entertain my children was taking turns making up stories. One of us started with a sentence, and then each person added to the story. Storytelling not only keeps everyone entertained, but also encourages creativity and imagination. To keep current with this activity, here are two storylines adapted to relate to current movies, Spider-Man and If. For Spider-Man, have a Spider-Man's mysterious villain. The starting sentence can be, "One sunny afternoon, Peter found a strange device hidden in his school locker, and it started to beep loudly." Have each family member add parts to the story, such as Peter discovering the device is a tracking beacon left by a new villain in town. You can include exciting elements like Spider-Man's encounters with this new villain, teaming up with other superheroes, or uncovering a plot that threatens New York City. The twist could involve a surprise ally or a secret from Peter's past. For the movie If, the starting sentence can be, "When Alice woke up, she found herself in the whimsical dream world where anything she imagined came to life." You can have Alice discovering she has the power to shape this dream world. Then include imaginative elements like creating fantastic creatures, exploring magical landscapes, or solving riddles to find a way back home. Along the way, Alice can meet friends who help her understand essential life lessons or confront fears that take shape in this dream realm. Again, this encourages creativity, exploration, and reflection on personal growth and self-discovery. It's always fun to look at license plates. The third game is spotting different license plates. For a twist, make up stories about the people in the cars based on their plates. Making up stories can lead to some hilarious and imaginative tales. Here are three adaptations to the game. You can have an alphabet hunt. Try to spot each alphabet letter in sequence within a certain time limit, or before reaching a specific landmark. You can also include a rule that the person who spots the letter must use it in a sentence related to the trip. Like, B is for the big blue car we just passed. You can also use license plates to create math. Use the numbers on license plates to create math problems. For example, if a plate has the numbers 3, 7, and 5, you can add them, subtract them, multiply them, or any other operation. And the last adaptation for the license plate game is use the letters on license plates to create words. If a plate has the letters D-O-G, you could make dog. The longer the word, the more points you earn. To make the game more challenging, set rules such as the words must be related to the trip. Or you can also play a version where each player has to use their word in a short story or sentence, which can lead to some fun and imaginative tales. These games entertain kids and help with letters and number recognition, math skills, and creativity. Plus, they encourage kids to stay engaged with their surroundings during the trip. All you need is some paper and pen or pencil. When my kids were teenagers, short trips to hockey or other activities was the time when I got to have that one-on-one with them and see what was going on in their world. I remember this one time with my oldest daughter. She was having a very difficult time with a friend who wasn't being very nice to her. My daughter had a lot of anger and wanted to scream and yell unkind things to her friend. Because it was only my daughter and I in the car, I got her to yell what she would like to say to her friend and whatever language she wanted to use. My daughter took 7 minutes to let it all out. After she was finished, she felt so much better because she could get it out without directing her anger towards the person who hurt her. Those days are gone, and now it is spent with the grandkids. No matter what the age, short trips are great for keeping in touch. Here are some of the games I play with my grandkids. Family favorites. Take turns asking each other about your favorite things. You can ask questions that include favorite color, dessert, movie, animal, or sport. This simple game encourages sharing and discovering new things about each other, fostering a sense of connection and understanding. My grandkids loved the game Would You Rather. It is another excellent way to find out about the other person. Pose fun and exciting Would You Rather questions to each other. For example, would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? Or, would you rather have ice cream or cupcakes? This game ignites creativity and can lead to fascinating conversations. And another game for short trips is Memory Lane. I'm sorry I didn't play this game with my grandparents or parents because I no longer have that time with them to find out about what it was like for them growing up. Memory Lane is great for kids to learn more about you and their extended families, such as grandparents or aunts and uncles. Share a favorite memory or story from your past. You can tell stories from your childhood, and your kids can share their favorite memories from family vacations, school, or birthday parties. This game helps create a bond through shared experiences and storytelling. These ideas are great for short trips and help you and your kids connect on a deeper level, making car rides more enjoyable and meaningful. I am the daughter of a surveyor, so I learned to get my bearings at a young age. Now I do it without even thinking. For example, if I visit a new place, I scan street signs or landmarks, such as a store name on a particular corner. Knowing these landmarks has helped a lot in getting me back where I started. My daughter was concerned the other day because her son had gone with his friends and a parent to a different city and needed to get back in time for work. They got stuck in traffic, and her son couldn't tell his mom where he was. He has driven this highway numerous times with hockey, basketball, and other occasions, but he is constantly on his phone. He doesn't take time to know his bearings. When traveling by car with kids, you can teach your children to periodically look up from their phones to check out their surroundings. Knowing your surroundings also helps your child know how much further the trip is. You might be thinking, but there is GPS. GPS is a wonderful tool when it works. My husband works on the highway and deals with many lost travelers because they trusted their GPS. Also, what if you travel to an area with no service, or like we have experienced in the past, had an outage? Periodically, looking at your surroundings can be valuable. Here are some ways to help your children learn about directions. Map reading might shock anyone listening to this episode because we have GPS. Like I said, GPS is good only if you have an internet connection and is only sometimes accurate. Some people like to see the bigger picture. I am one of those people. You can do this with a map. Print off a map and have your child follow along. Also, reading a map has excellent educational value. Give your kids a map and show them the route you're taking. Explain how to read the map and recognize landmarks. Map reading can be a fun and educational activity that makes them feel involved in the trip. You can also get your kids to spot landmarks. Here are some things they can look for: historical buildings, monuments and statues, natural landmarks like mountains, lakes, parks, maybe cultural sites like a museum or theater, or educational institutions. Another fantastic lesson is understanding street signs. Point out and explain common signs for gas stations, restaurants, hospitals, and rest areas, emphasizing their importance during long trips. For instance, gas station signs usually feature a fuel pump icon, while restaurant signs often show a fork and knife. Hospital signs are marked with an H, indicating emergency services. Rest area signs might include symbols for picnic tables or restrooms. Teach your kids to recognize these signs and understand their meaning so they know where to find essential services when needed. In addition to these basic signs when traveling with kids in the car, it's crucial to help them understand various traffic signs that ensure safety on the road. You can explain the significance of stop signs, yield signs, and pedestrian crossings. Also, teach your kids about school zone signs, which usually include flashing lights or specific times when reduced speed limits are in effect to protect children around schools. Lastly, introduce your kids to construction zone signs and detours. Construction zones often have orange signs and cones. These warn drivers to slow down and be cautious due to workers and changing traffic patterns. Educating kids about these various street and traffic signs equips them with essential knowledge for navigating roads safely and efficiently, fostering responsible and informed future drivers. In conclusion, keeping kids entertained in the car without technology is all about creativity and interaction. Whether on a long road trip or just a short drive, these activities can make the journey fun and memorable for everyone. Plus, they help kids learn essential skills like map reading and paying attention to their surroundings. Next time you hit the road, try some of these ideas and see how they transform your trip. Next week, are you struggling to find me time this summer? Summer is in full swing, and while having the kids home from school is a blast, it can also make finding a moment for yourself or your partner seem like a distant dream. Between juggling playdates, activities, and endless energy, it's easy to feel like you're constantly on the go without a moment to breathe. But don't worry, I've got you covered. Next week, I'll dive into creative ways to reclaim your time and reconnect with your partner, even amidst the summer chaos. Stay tuned. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?